Hi, welcome to...
We are recording, yes.
Welcome to Club Hebrew. Very happy to have you guys here. This is our last session of the summer, remember. We will start again after September, after, you know, when school starts, Labor Day, the week of the 4th. So that would be, we start school on the 4th, right, Tuesday?
5th, 6th.
So the first one will be September 6th. All right, so spread the word. It'll be in the bulletin. I'll make sure it gets in the bulletin and everything. But we'll have the daily announcement. Well, whatever. They'll X all this out, what we're talking about anyway. All right, we are at chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, verse 18. And so we'll get through this and start chapter 17. And if you will recall, things turned bad for Saul and we're going farther south. As we ended last time... Remember, not only did the Spirit leave Saul and come to rest on David, but God also sent an evil spirit to Saul, and it troubled him. And remember now, his servants were trying to come up with a solution for this, and there was an idea that they had to get someone who could play music and bring it and soothe him that way. And so that's where we are in the narrative, and we pick it up with verse 18, where it starts... Vayan echad me ha-ne'arim Vayomer hine ra'iti bein le yishai beit ha-lachami yode nagein ve'gibor chayel ve'ish milchama u'nevon davar ve'ish to'ar vayawa imo. Okay, this guy is exuberant in his praise. Okay, so one echad me ha-ne'arim of the youths, namely one of the servants, Ya'an, answered. What's the root of Ya'an? From Anah, good. It's a simple call, Bah consecutive imperfect, third masculine singular, the hey has dropped out as usual. So one from his servants, I guess that's the best word, I'm not sure I like that word though, answered Vayomer and said, look, Ra'iti Bain, I have seen. Okay, but in this case, probably a better translation, I know about. The son, a son, Le'yishai, belonging to Jesse. Okay, notice the lamed is one of relationship, or I don't know if possession is the right way to say it, but a son of Jesse is how we would say it in English. Beit ha-lachmi, a beth lamahait. Remember, you have that gentilic ending on lachmi. Okay? And we've seen this before in description of Jesse. Yodea, call participle, who knows how nagain. Piel, infinitive construct from nagan. Who knows how to play music. Nagan. Okay? Now notice what he goes on to say. He doesn't just say this guy's a player. Ve'gibor chayel, but a hero, a mighty guy. A gibor, and notice it's in construct with chayel. A hero of might. So we would probably say a mighty hero or a heroic person. Ve'ish milchama, and a man of war. We would say a warrior. U'nevon davar. Okay, notice nevon. Can anyone tell me what root nevon is? It's a common root. Think about it, you'll get it. Good. It's from bean. It means to understand, remember? And this is a nifal infinitive from being. So being means to understand, and in Nifal it means similar to have understanding or to have insight or something like that. So having understanding of a word, davar, understanding of a word. Most translations say he kind of speaks well or speaks eloquently. Okay, he knows how to speak might be a good way to put it. All right, ve'ish to'ar, and a man of form. Namely, good looking. Toar is just a noun for form. Okay? And Yahweh is Imo. Yahweh is with him. Okay? So notice how the servant is explaining David to Saul in an effort to get him to hire him on. Okay? Any questions about syntax, grammar through verse 18? Right. Good. Verse 19. By Yishlak Shaul Malachim El Yishai. So Saul sent Malachim, messengers, to Yishai. to Jesse. Vayomer, and he said, Shilcha. Okay, what's Shilcha? What form is that? We saw it last week.
Oh,
it's an imperative. What's unusual about it? Call imperative.
Okay.
The hey at the end. Remember, you have these heys normally on coordinates. Here you have it on imperative. It's not that uncommon. Okay. So send Eli to me, David Binka, your son. Asher Batzon. Who is with the sheep? Who is with the flock? Batzon. Okay. Vayichak Yishai. So Jesse took a chamor, a donkey, lechem, bread, venoad yain, and a sack of wine, ugedi izim, and a kid of goats, a young goat. What are they called? Young goats. Young goats. A gedi izim, a young goat. A kid. Echad, one kid. Okay. Vayishlach b'yad David, and he sent, and notice, as we've seen throughout this narrative, you understand the object, and he sent them b'yad David, by the hand of David, Beno, his son, El Shaul, to Saul. Okay? Questions about anything through 19? Pretty self-explanatory. Okay? Vayavo David El Shaul. So David came to Saul. Again, from both, the verb is a second imperfect, as you all know. So David came to Saul, and he stood before him. Okay. Now notice that this stand doesn't, I don't think it really means literally kind of stood before him, but it means he served before him. See, obviously. He stood before him, namely he was became one of his retinue. Okay, lefanai.
He waited on
him. Waited on him, that's a good one. Yeah, he waited on him. Good. Vayehavehu me'od. All right. And he loved him me'od. Notice the me'od is a substantive power or might, but used as an adverb here. Okay? And modifies ahav. And he loved him greatly. All right. Vayehi lo no se kelim. And he became to him a no se, the carrier. A carrier of kelim, of vessels, literally. Nose is the participle. Probably means his weapons. So he became for him a soldier, one who carried arms for him. Okay. So notice that it indicates in very terse language the status of David before Saul and the nature of his relationship. And notice how it kind of builds really quickly. He waited on him. Saul loved him dearly, and notice that this other indicates then a heightening of his duties, you know, or a, you know, he got this position of trust. I would imagine that's what that means. Okay, verse 22. By Yishlach Shaul, then Saul sent to Yishai Lemor, saying, Yamod na David lefanai. Please notice the particle of politeness with na. Please let David stand before me. Okay? Ki matzachein ve'enai. For he has found grace, favor, in my eye. All right? Verse 23. Now notice how the verbs change from vav consecutive to vav plus perfects here. Notice that this commonly happens when the narrator wants to indicate habitual action. It's very common in narratives that this happens. So you'll see that that's what's being referred to, a habitual situation. So in English we translate, and it would happen, v'haya, and it would happen, v'yot ruach Elohim el Shaul. V'yot, call infinitive construct from haya, you see the bait in front of it, you know it's temporal, okay? So it would happen whenever the Spirit of God was on Saul, or came to Saul, comma, velakach David et ha-kinor. David would take the kinor, the harp, whatever, the lyre, venigain, and he would play. Notice that that's the PL, we saw the infinitive concert before, and he would play it, beyado, with his hand. Okay. Now notice this word, ve'ravach le'Shaul. This is the word that occurs also, for example, in Genesis. When God smelled the sweet savor, Vayara, Riach, Nekoach, a sweet savor to the Lord. But here it means to give relief to, give space to. All right? So he would play in his hand and he would bring relief to Shaul. Alright? So we don't know the nature of when the Spirit took hold of him, what his manifestations of that were, but evidently David would soothe him. V'tov lo, and it was good or pleasing to him. Okay? V'sara me alav hara'a, and the evil spirit would turn. What's the root of Sarah? From Sur. And notice it's feminine because Ruach is feminine. Okay? And it would turn from him, the spirit, the evil spirit. And notice you don't have the definite article before Ruach. Again, sometimes that happens, especially in a text like this. All right, so you do have kind of, it's not kind of a standard form, but there are other examples of it happening. All right. Good. Any questions through this chapter? Okay. Verse 17. Vayaashu pelishtim et machanehem. So then, now notice, I want you to notice the binyan, the conjugation of asa. Okay. The Philistines gathered. What is that? What conjugation is from is asa? What do you think? It's actually just simple call from Asa. Simple call. Notice it takes a direct object. Okay? And the object is Machanehem. Okay? So the Philistines, or then the Philistines, gathered their Machanehem, their camps, from Machaneh, their camps, La Milchama, for the purpose of war. For war. Okay? Now notice this next one. Vayeashu. What's the conjugation of this? It's a Niphal form. Notice the giveaway is the comets under the Aleph, and the Aleph, of course, spits out the Dagesh and makes the Seyre under the Yud. So you have a Niphal. Notice that the Niphal is used in an intransitive sense. So in the first instance, it's they gathered, the Philistines gathered their camps. Okay? Here, it's a simple intransitive. And in English, we'd still use gather, see? We can either gather wood or gather for a meeting. And so that's how you translate it. And they gathered at, here's the place name, at Soko. They gathered at Soko. Okay, that's a place which was, which belonged to, here's a lament of possession, which belonged to Judah. Okay, so they were in Judah. Okay, now he describes the place very precisely here because it's important for the narrative. You can anticipate chapter 17 is a huge chapter. It's one of the most famous chapters, so I'm anxious to kind of get us into this, the story of Goliath, of course. So notice how the narrator is setting it up. All right, the Philistines gathered their camps for war. And now it gets more specific. They gathered at Soka, which belonged to Judah. So notice that they were already coming into Judah's territory. Okay? Vayakanu bain show ko uvein azeka, and they encamp. What's the root of vayachanu? Chana. Good. Simple call from chana. We get the noun machaneh, and so here it means encamp. And they encamp between, it gets more precise, between Soko. Notice the spelling with the full spelling, the plain A. Again, we've seen that in this particular manuscript tradition. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. They gathered between Soko and between Azeka. Right? And actually, they have those places located. If you look on a map, they're kind of rather close together. Okay. Ephes Damim. In Ephes Damim is another place name. So it must have been kind of an area name. All right. So notice he's very precise. All right. Verse 2. V'Shaul v'Ish Yisrael ne'esfu. Okay, now notice, he's kind of
meme. Is that something to do with blood?
It does mean blood. And so here it's, you know, Ephes means nothing. Nothing of blood. But evidently it's a place name. And why it's named that, who knows? Yeah. Okay. But Saul and the men of Israel, notice each uses a collective, and you would probably just say Saul and the Israelites, here's another nitball, gathered, in transitive, see, gathered, and they encamped Be'emek Ha'elah, in the Valley of Elah, another place name. Alright? And he'll explain where that is in just a second here. Okay? Va-ya-ar-ku. This is the root arak, a simple call, va consecutive. It means to arrange or to put in order. And it's very often used with milchamah. Okay? So they arranged for war, or they formed a battle line. That's what that ya-ar-ku milchamah means. Lik ra, to call, infinitive construct, ukara, to meet the Pelishtim, the Philistines. Okay? Now here is verse 3. Now the Philistines, Pelishtim, omdim, were standing, call participle, el ha har mizeh, were standing on the mountain Mizeh, on the one side. Okay, Mizeh, from this, literally. So the Philistines were standing on the mountain on this side, but Israel, Omdim, was standing on the mountain on the other side, on that side. Notice how Hebrew idiom goes, Mizeh, Mizeh, okay? Vehagai, and the, you can guess what this word is, even if you've never seen it, and the valley was Benahem, was between them. Okay, so notice that the narrator has spent three verses locating the Philistines in relationship to Israel. You can get it. And it becomes obviously very important for what happens next. Okay, any questions about anything through verse 3? He's kind of setting the stage here. Okay? Verse 4. Vayetze ish ha-beinaim mim machanot pelishtim. Okay, vayetze is from Yatsa, of course. Now notice this next phrase. Beinaim is the dual form. Well, you know it from bain, between. You know, it really means the space. It's a substantive, bain, the space in between. All right. The root bana. No, I'm sorry. Forget what I said there. Here, notice it's combined with ish, so it's literally the man of the space in between. Most translations translate it as the champion. See, the man of the Benaim, of the between places. Okay, and he's called that because he's the one that goes forward into the gap between the armies. And that's what he does. So, we'll just translate as champion. So, the champion came out from the camps. Notice that it's plural. Machanot, from the camps of the Pelishtim, of the Philistines. Galyat was his shemo, was his name. Megat, from Gath. Okay? Here we go now. And get out your vocab card. Gavo Shesh Amot Vazaret. His height. This is from Gova, simple substantive, means height. His height was Shesh Amot, 6 cubits, and a Zaret, and a span. Okay, what's that mean? Remember, 6 cubits was usually measured from the elbow here, and the span was usually from here to here. So he's pretty precise. He doesn't just say about 6 cubits or anything like that. He says 6 cubits and a span. So, pretty big guy. Okay? Bekova Nechoshet al Rosho. And there was a kova, that's a helmet, of Nechoshet, brass, on Rosho, on his head. Okay? Here's another interesting description. That Sirion, put it on your vocab card, Sirion, armor, kaskasim, it's plural, and it means scales. The singular is kaskeset, and you'll see it used in Leviticus in a couple of texts when it talks about the Israelites can eat the creatures of the sea that have fins and kaskasim and scales. So here it's an armor of scales, okay, and you can figure out what that is. Let me translate the whole thing. A helmet of brass was on his head, and armor of scales he, and in an armor of scales he was dressed. Lavush is a call passive participle. Okay, so the armor of scales, he explains it further here, and the mishkal ha-siryon, and the weight of the armor was chameshet alafim shekalim nechoshet, was 5,000 shekels of brass. And so evidently, what it means is he had the breastplate, you know, and the brass was probably, and it was layered metal, the brass, so it looked like scales. And, you know, we've all seen that in movies. I think they probably make it pretty good. So evidently, that's what it was. Not everybody must have had this stuff. Okay? And the mitzrach, oh, this is a weird word. Mitzchat nechoshet al raglav. Mitzchak is translated as greaves. Greaves of brass were on his feet. So I don't know what greave is. Guys who are experts in military attire, evidently that is the stuff that protected your feet and your shins. All right. So you notice that it makes it sound like he's covered with armor. All right. And a kidon nechoshet bein ketefav. And a kidon is another word for javelin. Okay, a javelin of brass was between his katef, his shoulder. So it was between his shoulders. In other words, it was slung over his shoulder. Okay? Okay. The chetz chanito, and the, let's see, the chetz, what is that? The weight, the weight of his chanito, of his javelin, I'm sorry, the length of his javelin was as the menor orgim. Menor is a beam. The beam of orgim. The beam of weavers. Okay? Ve'lahavat chanito. Okay, now you know the word lahava as flame. But here, it's the point of the spear. Because it looks like a flame, I suppose. And so it's the point of chanito, of his javelin, was 600 shekels of barzel, of iron. Okay? Venose, and there was one carrying hatzina, the shield, holek, walking lefanav, before him. So, notice again, the narrator spends another 4, 5, 6, 7 verses just describing his armor. So from head to toe, he was decked out. And he even had the shield carrier in front of him. Okay, so this is what the guy looked like before he goes out between the armies. All right. And notice the narrator does this because later on in the narrative, as we know already, but if you hadn't read it, you'd see it evidently, how David goes out. See? Okay. So, verse 8. Vayamod, and he stood. Va'yikra el ma'ar kot Yisrael, and he called out to the battle lines of Israel. Va'yomer lahem, and he said to them, Lama teitzu la'arok milchama. Why do you come out la'arok to draw yourselves up for battle, to arrange yourselves for milchama? Halo anoki, am I not ha'pelishti? Look at this. Am I not the Philistine? I love this. And look what he says here. But you, Avadim, are servants leshaul, to Saul. All right. Now, the final verse. Baru lakem ish v'yered elai. This is a rare word, bara. It sometimes means to eat bread. But here we get the word covenant, berit, comes from this. And so here it sometimes, it must mean choose for yourselves or select among yourselves. See, lakem, a man, or come to an agreement among yourselves about a man. Veye raid, and let him come down to me, Eli. Okay, so notice the challenge. He stood out and said, you know, you guys belong to Saul. Choose someone, come out to me. Now here's the carrot. Im yukal lehilachem iti. If he is able, from this is a simple call from Yakal, and just formed weird with that ooh. If he is able lehilachem to fight with me, Vehikani. What's the root of Vehikani? From Naka. Ehipil from Naka. Famous word. But notice it's real short because that nun drops out and the hay drops out. If he comes out to fight against me and he smites me, Vehayinu, then we will be, from Haya, we will be to you La'avadim. We will be to you servants. We will become your servants. Ve'im, but if I, Ukalo, if I prevail against him, okay, Ve'hikitiv, and I strike him, same word, then Heyitem, then you will be to us La'avadim. You will be our servants. Ba'avadtem, and you will serve Otanu, us. Okay? Good. We'll stop there. Oh, we went 5 minutes over. Sorry about that. Anyone have any questions? All right. Very good. So now we're going to get into it, because it really gets interesting here. And notice how long chapter 17 is. It's one of the longer chapters in the book. All right. So we'll take up at this point on September 6th and go from there. All right. Thanks for coming, you guys. Have a good day.